But first, an update on the coronavirus here in Arizona. As of 9 a.m. this morning, the Arizona Department of Health Services reports 2,575 cases of COVID-19 in our state and 73 deaths.
Maricopa County still leads the way with the number of cases, but the rest of the state is grappling with ways to slow the spread of the virus. On the Navajo Nation, President Jonathan Nez is ordering a weekend curfew starting on Friday this week. The reservation has nearly 400 cases and 15 deaths.
And the impact of quarantine continues to strain the business community. Yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey ordered landlords to not evict small business owners who can't pay rent during the pandemic.
And the virus is already impacting state politics, but could it also affect what and who appears on your November ballot?
Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has said she won't oppose citizens' initiatives who want to be able to collect signatures online as their typical operations have been interrupted by the coronavirus. The state's eQual system already allows political candidates to do so, and initiative campaigns are still looking for signatures to qualify for the November ballot. They're asking the courts to open eQual up to them as well, at least for this election cycle. But Hobbs's stance to allow the change has put her at odds with other elected officials, and with us now to tell us more is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Elected officials at odds? I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Even in the midst of this, right? So give us first a little bit about what Hobbs told you here. Why is she not opposed to this effort?
Well, the issue comes down to this being a very unique year. You've got a situation that normally, if you want to put something on the ballot, you stand out in front of a library or stand out in front of a grocery store and say, hey, will you come up to me? Will you look at this? Will you sign this? I'll give you my pen. Guess what? There's nobody at the library. And in terms of standing out in the grocery store, nobody is going to come up to you and allow you to hand them their pen. So you have probably at least a half dozen initiatives out there that are short of their goal. They were counting on having until July 2nd to go out and work fairs and other events, also canceled. So what they're asking for is permission to use, as you point out, this existing eQual system that says you go online, you log in with your name, your address, and your driver's license number, and allows you, for example, right now, if you want to sign a candidate for somebody for corporation commission, you can do that. If you want to go ahead and give money for a clean elections candidate, you can do that. What you cannot do at the moment is sign an initiative petition, and lawmakers have, in fact, rejected that, at least the Republican-controlled legislature. So the two lawsuits are telling both the state Supreme Court and a federal judge, given the unique situation here, given that, in fact, it is the act of the government in a stay-at-home order to tell people not to go out where they can sign petitions, maybe we should allow people to exercise their constitutional rights to sign initiatives online.
Howie, a chance for you to explain irony to us, which is always fun, which is why is it that the elected officials in the legislature think it's okay for them to be able to use this, but not those who want to gather signatures for initiatives?
I love it when you hand me one of those softballs. But let's forget the obvious right now in terms of whose interests are involved. The fact is that most Republican lawmakers are very suspicious of the initiative process. They don't like the fact that people make their own laws. A little deeper on that is the fact that if you elect a lawmaker and you've screwed up and this person turns out to be a total idiot, you can get rid of that person in 2 years. If something gets on the ballot that ends to be a problem, the Voter Protection Act precludes lawmakers from getting rid of it, which means it's got to go back to the ballot, which is a whole different process. So their contention is, given that this is a more permanent issue, we should make it harder to get on the ballot. Now, here's the crazy thing about that. If you have a lot of money and can hire hundreds and thousands of paid circulators, you can probably get on the ballot almost any way you can. This would essentially open it up to the folks that don't have that kind of money, that don't have the resources to hire paid circulators. And so the argument that somehow this will make it easier for special interests like Tom Steyer when he was doing the energy initiative to get on the ballot, it sort of rings a little hollow.
What does the governor have to say about this, Howie?
Well, I was thinking about pulling up a sound effects of some crickets, but they told me that that was probably a bad thing on public radio. At this point, I've asked since last week when the attorney general first suggested the governor be allowed to weigh in, and so far I have heard nothing. My guess is that the governor will say, well, this is a legislative matter and should be left to the legislature. But at this point, we've gotten nothing for him. Now, the reason this is important is that Mark Brnovich, in opposing at least one of the initiatives, told the Supreme Court, look, before you look at the legal issues, why don't you have them find out from the governor, who has exercised, as we've talked about on the news, very broad powers over where people can go, who gets evicted from their homes, whether his executive powers under Title 26, the emergency powers of the law, allows him to also do this on his own. I don't see him doing that, but the Brnovich is saying you should at least go to the governor first, and someday we'll hear from the governor, I guess.
So it sounds like, Howie, this will have kind of long-lasting changes if it goes into effect, but we're really at this point only talking about this election cycle.
Exactly. I mean, there are some legal arguments about equal protection, as you point out, the fact that candidates can do it and initiatives can't, that might be ripe for hearing at some point on a long-term basis. At this point, both the Supreme Court lawsuit brought by Rupali Desai and the federal court lawsuit brought by Jim Barton are only asking for one-time relief given the extraordinary circumstances and saying to the judges, please, you can help protect the constitutional right of people to propose their own laws and constitutional amendments.
All right. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joining us. Thanks as always, Howie.
I'm staying 6 feet away from the microphone.